Was overseas trade particularly important to the French then?
Well, again, it's an interesting area. France is a very, very big country, and it's the most heavily populated country in Europe apart from Russia. So its population in the 1790s is about twice that of Britain's. It's a big economy. Clearly, the Royal Naval blockade and the interception of French trade really hits the French Atlantic ports. I mean, Bordeaux, which is a very important port, is crippled by the war because they just can't get goods across the Atlantic. But it's quite interesting in a way, the most important French colony overseas was Saint-Domingue, which is the main part of Haiti today. It is the most important French colony, period. You know, everything else is overshadowed by Saint-Domingue, which is a sugar colony. But of course, it is actually ruined by a slave revolt. And sometimes historians forget this, that it's actually black slaves who revolt against France there, the French rule there, taking on, of course, a lot of the rhetoric of the revolution, and who destroy the economy of that island for the French purposes. Now, of course, the British are blockading sugar exports from the French islands in the Caribbean to back to France anyway, but the destruction is due to the revolutionary movement by the black slaves. So I don't think in that sense it destroys the French economy, but it destroys parts of the French economy and cripples significant areas of it. But the French are able to sustain a massive war effort for 20-odd years after the loss of Saint-Domingue and all the rest of it. So they are obviously doing something. Now, of course, you could argue that it's partly the British blockade which makes it vitally important that France expands into Italy, expands into the Low Countries, and so on. But the fact is that they are a land-based economy and they prosper pretty well for much of the time, although the blockade does undermine their industrialization process, I think, and the wars undermine the industrialization process.